This is Ozarks at Large. Each year, guests at the Business Forecast Luncheon learn about the economic outlook for the world, the nation, the state, and the region. Mervyn Jebaraj is the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. And at last week's event, he shared information about the state and regional forecast. Yesterday afternoon, he stopped by Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. They began their conversation by discussing how accurate last year's forecast ended up being.
Our Northwest Arkansas forecast ended up roughly, I think within a few hundred jobs of what we said it would be. And I think our state forecast was, probably about the same estimate. I think manufacturing ended up being a little stronger than we thought it was going to be for the state, given the trade concerns didn't really push down all the way into Arkansas. I think we did end up gaining some jobs, but we would have gained a lot more jobs had we not had the trade wars. So.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So overall, not too bad for estimating.
Yeah, not too bad. Okay. So.
So what you guys have been doing this for, this is the 26th year. What is the benefit of having this forecast? You know, help us understand people who maybe aren't super into the business world.
Yeah. So I think, at the beginning of the year, most people try to set out goals for what they expect their business to do in the year, how they expect their revenues to be, and make plans with longer term, say 2 or 3 years. And so, I think going at the start of the year and saying, well, this is what our best estimate of the economy looks like for 2020. Here are all the areas we think there might be pitfalls in the short run, in the medium term. And, gives people when they're making decisions for their businesses and their communities. So there are a lot of public officials that attend this too. So it gives them an idea of what to expect, for the variety of things that public officials care about, population growth or sales tax revenues or income tax revenues and things like that. It gives them an idea of what the economy will perform like and what population growth will look like for the near term and the medium term.
So at this event, every year you have a national forecast and international forecast, but you really focus on the state and then the region. Mm-hmm. So unemployment's a big one that you look at. What did you find this year?
So the state actually maintained its fairly, close to record low unemployment rate all through 2019. It was pretty close to that in 2018 too. So the unemployment rate didn't really change. It just remained really low statewide. Same thing here in Northwest Arkansas. I think the unemployment rate was about 2.5% through 2019 and roughly just about a 0.1% or more in 2018. So, again, from an unemployment rate perspective, it was really good for the entire state. But a lot of that, low unemployment rate was, concentrated around the big metro areas in Northwest Arkansas, Little Rock and Jonesboro. Hot Springs did well in the last couple of years. But Pine Bluff and Fort Smith, for example, weren't doing nearly as well. Given that the unemployment rate stayed really low for two straight years, the state finally saw its strongest growth in wages. So the average weekly wages for Arkansans went up about 5% last year compared to 2018. So you adjust for inflation, 2.3% or so. It's still more than 3.5% wage growth after adjusting for inflation, which is, fairly good.
Pretty good.
The low unemployment rate is finally producing some wage growth for workers, which they haven't had all this expansion period.
Is that unusual?
No, I mean, it's unusual
that it's
taken this long,
yeah.
Yes. Usually you see unemployment rate go down as low as it's been, and then the wages tend to go up. It's just that we've had so much slack in our labor force, and we still do, so the wages could probably stand to go up a lot more just to make up for how much it did not go up in the last 10 years.
Were there any particular job sectors seeing more growth than others?
Yeah, I think for the state as a whole, the sectors that did well were professional business services over the last decade and last year. And a lot of that growth really came from Northwest Arkansas. So over the last decade, 60% of the growth in that sector came from Northwest Arkansas. And 20% came from Little Rock Metro. So really the two big metros contributed the bulk of what would be considered, fairly well-paying jobs, your lawyers, accountants, engineers, architects. And the jobs that did well over the last 10 years for the state were leisure and hospitality. A lot of that has to do with, the outdoor amenities that we have in our state up here, maybe hiking and, you know, kayaking and mountain biking. But a lot of parts of the state, it's fishing and hunting and those types of activities. That's been great. And also, you know, related to that is not just Northwest Arkansas cities have a downtown development plan now. It's something that Pine Bluff is doing, something that Little Rock is doing, and Hot Springs is working on, and Blytheville's is doing, and El Dorado is doing. So it's not just up here in Northwest Arkansas. And so you see a lot of jobs and leisure and hospitality throughout the state. And so that's been good. Now, those jobs aren't necessarily high-paying, but, you know, the increasing minimum wage does help that sector out a bit. And the other sector that did really well was construction. Again, about 20% of those jobs came from up here in Northwest Arkansas, but the rest of them were actually evenly divided throughout the state between metro areas and non-metro areas. So those highway bonds that voters passed has had some stimulative effect in that particular sector. And then the other sector that really did well has been healthcare in the state, and most of that growth happened after 2014 when the state expanded Medicaid, and it continues to grow. So those are the sectors we would expect to see growth in going forward as well.
So what other kind of forecasting have you made for this year?
So I think we're projecting that the state will grow modestly in terms of employment. Last year we added about 15,500 jobs. We'll grow about 16,000 jobs this year. Northwest Arkansas, we estimate will grow about just north of 8,000 jobs. So again, roughly half the jobs in the state will come from Northwest Arkansas. But that's probably not likely to change. I think last year we added about 15,000 jobs, 7-something came from Northwest Arkansas, 4-something came from Little Rock, and 1,100 from Jonesboro. So you add those three up, and that's almost all of the net job increase in the state. And so it tells you how the other regions are not doing as well.
But it sounds like the bar's kind of high. When you say as well, they maybe they're doing well, but the numbers
well,
appear
I mean, no,
so
actually,
high.
So no? If you add them all up, it, you know, often ends up being more than the net job increase. So then those other regions actually just lost.
Oh, they
so
lost.
It's not even that they're not
as well. It's just
as
they
well.
Lost.
It's just that they lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does there seem to be any? You mentioned the downtown developments. Does it seem that any of those areas are getting a slight improvement from that, or that's going to take a minute?
I think those are, you know, Northwest Arkansas has had a head start on our downtown development. You know, obviously Fayetteville started this whole trend off in the early, you know, late 2000s, mm-hmm. and then it was just Fayetteville for a while, and now all of Northwest Arkansas, now the rest of the state. So it's going to take a while for that to. The fact, and I think Pine Bluff will have a temporary boost soon enough when they get their casino and stuff.
Oh, right.
But, they've lost 5,000 or so jobs over the last 10 years, so they're, you know, the casino's not going to fix all of that.
Sure.
And Fort Smith lost several thousand jobs. And most of it they lost in between 2007 and 2008, so if you're just looking from 2009, the last 10 years, they're flat. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't gained any jobs, they haven't lost any jobs, but they lost most of their jobs in the 2 years before 2009. So compared to that, there are several thousand jobs down too. But again, downtown development is going to stem the loss. It may not spur growth there in and of itself. That's going to take something else.
So when we look at numbers like this, we tend to find that Northwest Arkansas, as a rule, is doing well compared to the rest of the state. And when we were discussing this last year, you mentioned that, you know, that's all really good, but there are still problems. And one of the biggest problems you mentioned was housing affordability. Is that still an issue?
That's still an issue. It's if anything, it's gotten worse in the last year.
It's gotten worse.
I think homes have gotten more expensive, not less expensive, between last year and this year. So housing affordability is still a major challenge in Northwest Arkansas. A lot more people talking about it now, mm-hmm. but talking about it was one thing. Action is a different thing. So we haven't built nearly enough housing to deal with the population growth that we've had here, and that ends up increasing the prices of all the houses on the market. So
suggestion would be more housing?
Right, and I think it would be where you put the more housing too. So
okay.
You're really looking at density in our major cities, and that would mean that neighborhoods are going to have more than 4 houses per acre or
sure.
You know, something that might make your neighbors mad, but it's what we need as a region.
As a region. One thing that I hear brought up a lot when people are asking about the economy and trying to do forecasting is the R word, recession. Mm-hmm. Is that something that came up for you guys as well?
Right. And I think last year when we talked about it, we thought the recession would be at some point this year. I think given the fact, you know, that last year we were in the midst of some fairly hairy trade wars, mm-hmm. I think by and large we've hit a pause with most of them. I think there's still some risk that we might enter into a trade war with the European Union. There's still, you know, significant risk that we could go back to a hot war in trade with China again, even mm-hmm. though we've reached some sort of phase one agreement. Most of it just takes us back to 2018. It doesn't get us all the way back to where we were, but at least they've, you know, at least said they're, you know, declared a truce until after the election. So I think since we have a little bit of certainty on that side, we're, you know, less likely to see a recession this year. But of course, any of this could turn at any time. There are other factors we haven't discussed, like coronavirus, and whether that ends up being a bigger, whether that reaches pandemic levels and that affects global trade and the economy in and of itself. How much more trouble Boeing has with the 737 MAX. There's, you know, a variety of factors like that. You know, Middle East tensions that kind of flared up for a while and kind of went away right now, but could happen again mm-hmm. anytime. So I think those are all your other caveats in addition to the ones that we know about.
Sure. So currently, this is your forecast for now, given mm-hmm. what we know.
If the world remains like it is today,
exactly.
This is a forecast.
This is the forecast.
Yes.
Fair. If people want to learn more about what you found, mm-hmm. is the report on your website?
Yes. There's cber.uark.edu, that's C-B-E-R, has all the presentations from our event on Friday.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Mervin Jebaraj, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio yesterday afternoon.